Live from the GPB newsroom, good Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Seven people have been indicted in connection with an alleged pimping ring at Fort Valley State University near Macon. Macon's district attorney today announced six men are charged with pandering and solicitation. Former executive assistant to the school's president, Alicia Janetta Johnson, is also charged with pimping, prostitution, and conspiracy to take money from a school scholarship fund. It allegedly happened in 2017 and 2018. Fort Valley declined comment to WSB-TV. Fort Valley State University is one of three HBCUs in the university system of Georgia. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says he was disappointed a disaster relief bill failed to clear the U.S. Senate earlier this week. The majority of the more than $13 billion plan was set to help farmers impacted by Hurricane Michael. Speaking in Noonan today, Perdue said he's just as frustrated as those affected.
It's a hollow feeling for the president to come down here and say, we're going to help you and go back and have to depend on Republicans and Democrats to get together to pass this.
Perdue says he hopes a deal gets done soon. Former Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson is the first candidate to throw her hat into the ring to challenge Republican Senator David Perdue. GPB's Robert Jimison has more.
This morning, Teresa Tomlinson announced an exploratory committee for the 2020 election. The first woman to serve as mayor in Georgia's second largest city, Tomlinson has been considering a bid for Senate since the end of her second term as mayor in 2018.
I happen to be very adept at resolving dysfunction, solving the unsolvable, and it seems like the United States Senate is in desperate need of those skills.
Her announcement today came with one caveat. Tomlinson says that if Stacey Abrams decides to run for the Senate seat, she will exit the race and put her support behind the former gubernatorial nominee. Tomlinson says she is filing now despite potentially not running to start fundraising without violating campaign finance laws. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.